Well, I think it was a high-quality match from both of us, and there were just a few points here and there which decided the match, and, well, Ash deserved that win today.
And how special was it to be on court with her now she is the new world number one?
Well, it's not about the new number one. I think it's about her as a human being. We get along very well, and we've become friends a long time ago, and I'm just very happy that I was the person to share that moment with her and to see her being able of winning a Grand Slam and now becoming number one.
And it's a remarkable story because, of course, until 3 years ago, she'd given up tennis and was playing cricket, wasn't she?
Yeah, well, before that, we actually used to practice as well together when she was like 17, 18. And I never really believed that she would will never come back. So for me, I've always told her, that wasn't it, Ash. You're going to come back. We're going to see each other again. And she actually did. And she's doing a terrific job with that and the whole team.
And now for you, you've had a really good week here in Birmingham, and your preparations continue for Wimbledon now.
Yeah, we're going to drive to Eastbourne and then obviously Wimbledon. So for me, it's a great preparation already with having 7 matches, including doubles here. That's all you are asking for, I think. If you want to go on the grass, and you never know where you're at. I could see it first match here of the week where I was almost out of the tournament, but improved every match. And now I was in the final. So I think I can be very pleased and proud about that.
And you enjoy Birmingham? We'd like to see you back.
Yes. Well, I did really enjoy it. Crowd was great, atmosphere, and at the tournament they all do a terrific job. So I'm looking forward to coming back again next year.